Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. Epistemic Neural Networks. Authored 2021 by following at DeepMind, Ian Ospand, Jung Wen, M. Asghari, Morteza Ibrahimi, Zhiyuan Liu, Benjamin Van Roy. Abstract. We introduce the Epistemic Neural Network, ENN, as an interface for uncertainty modeling in deep learning. All existing approaches to uncertainty modeling can be expressed as Ns, and any ENN can be identified with a Bayesian neural network. However, this new perspective provides several promising directions for future research. Where prior work has developed probabilistic inference tools for neural networks, we ask instead, which neural networks are suitable as tools for probabilistic inference? We propose a clear and simple metric for progress in Ns, the KL divergence with respect to a target distribution. We develop a computational testbed based on inference in a neural network Gaussian process and release our code as a benchmark at https://github.com/deepmind/n. We evaluate several canonical approaches to uncertainty modeling in deep learning and find they vary greatly in their performance. We provide insight to the sensitivity of these results and show that our metric is highly correlated with performance in sequential decision problems. Finally, we provide indications that new ENN architectures can improve performance in both the statistical quality and computational cost. 1. Introduction. 1. The only admissible decision rules are Bayesian, Wald, 1992. This means that if decision rule that is not Bayesian, you can improve the statistical quality of its decisions with a Bayesian alternative, Cox and Hinckley, 1979. An important caveat is that for large and complex problems, the computational requirements of exact Bayesian inference can quickly become intractable, Andrew et al., 2003. Deep learning methods have emerged as the state-of-the-art method across many fields of artificial intelligence, with statistical flexibility and computational scalability suitable for large and complex problems, Krishesky et al., 2012, Devlin et al., 2019. However, the majority of deep learning systems completely neglect epistemic uncertainty, the key component of Bayesian decision-making. This paper seeks to reconcile this disconnect. The majority of deep learning research has evolved outside of Bayesian, and sometimes even statistical analysis, LeCun et al., 2015. Nevertheless, there is a long and persistent history of research in Bayesian neural networks, BNNs, Neil, 2012. This research has contributed both new methods that can quantify epistemic uncertainty, Blundell et al., 2015, as well as new perspectives on existing methods that aim to deepen our statistical understanding of deep learning, Mant et al., 2018. Research in this area is experiencing a resurgence of interest from a wide variety of perspectives, but it can be difficult to tell exactly what progress is being made. Different strands in the literature use different notation preprint, under review, have a, u, and benchmark problems, with subtle differences in the actual problems they are trying to solve. This means it can be difficult to understand the progress in the field and even agree where popular methods perform well or poorly, Ospand, 2016, Haron et al., 2017. Further, despite this wealth of research and the pressing need for uncertainty quantification in real systems, most large-scale applications of deep learning do not provide uncertainty estimates, Gao, 2016. Effective uncertainty estimates may be crucial for safe and fair AI, Mitchell et al., 2019. We believe that this paper can help to drive this field forward by clarifying the interface and problem formulation for uncertainty estimation in neural networks. Bayesian deep learning has mostly focused on the challenge of developing tools for probabilistic inference in neural networks. In this paper, we pose the mirror challenge of developing neural networks for probabilistic inference. To this end, we introduce the Epistemic Neural Network, ENN, as an interface for uncertainty modeling in deep learning. Further, we propose the KL divergence from a target distribution as a precise metric for the quality of an ENN. We describe this interface formally in Section 2, but provide a high-level summary of the approach here. For any input XEX, an ENNF makes prediction Fay, X, Z, based on its parameters OEO in an epistemic index ZEZ, and ENN also specifies a reference distribution PZ such that the resultant Fay, X, Z, Z tilde PZ produces a predictive distribution for the ENN. Ns are mathematically equivalent to BNNs, but the ENN formulation offers a valuable new perspective to the field. We assess the quality of an ENN through the statistical divergence between the resulting ENN distribution and a target posterior. The goal of research then becomes to develop approaches that have high statistical quality in posterior approximation, but that can scale computationally to large and complex problems better than exact Bayesian inference. Our results in section 4 provide clear and reproducible rankings for posterior approximation, which can help to clarify when, where competing approaches to uncertainty quantification perform well, Ovadia et al. 2019. Our next major contribution is to develop a computational testbed to assess ENN quality in a computationally efficient manner. We package these tools in software which we release in supplementary material, see Appendix A. Section 3 describes the methodology for this testbed, but we provide a high-level summary of the approach here. We specify a target posterior in terms of the neural network Gaussian process, NNGP, obtained in the limit of infinite width. We use the neural tangents library to compute the target NNGP posterior, Novak et al. 2020, and a sample-based approximation to estimate the KL divergence of ENN predictions. We validate the empirical convergence of these estimates and provide optimized, user-friendly code using JAX for the research community, Bradbury et al. 2018. One key aspect of this testbed is that it is based on a generative model for the underlying posterior inference, rather than a finite set of benchmark datasets, LeCun et al. 1998. As such, it is inoculated against some of the dangers of overfitting to any particular dataset. Even where researchers might tune myriad parameters for each problem instance, a generative model can always provide new streams of testing data. The testbed provides a simple and sanitized problem, where we can objectively talk about the correct answer with full control over problem definitions. This is an important contribution to the field, which we outline in section 3.1. It is important to note that this generative testbed is complementary to, and not a replacement for, benchmark performance on real datasets or challenge problems. Further, we show in section 4.3 that performance on our testbed is correlated with performance in sequential decision problems. On one level, epistemic neural networks are simply a notational convenience. Any existing deep learning procedure can be written as an ENN, and rewriting an existing method as an ENN will not improve its performance. However, we believe this simplicity hides deeper insights that makes the ENN perspective worthwhile. First, adopting this common language facilitates clearer thinking in comparison across different but related approaches to posterior approximation. Then, armed with this unifying perspective, the problem of developing a better ENN becomes a problem of designing better loss functions, optimization algorithms, or network architecture. Section 4.2 shows that we can use these insights to develop new ENN architectures that match existing state-of-the-art statistical quality, but at orders of magnitude less compute. We believe that the ENN perspective, coupled with the testbed for ENN evaluation, will open up exciting new avenues of research and help to accelerate our progress towards effective uncertainty estimates in large and complex systems. Two epistemic neural networks. To this section presents two of the main contributions of the paper: the ENN interface, and a problem formulation for approximate posterior inference using neural networks. All existing approaches to uncertainty modeling in deep learning can already be expressed as ENNs. ENNs present a new perspective for thinking about neural networks as computational tools for approximate posterior inference. An interface for epistemic uncertainty in deep learning. 2.1. A vanilla neural network takes an input xex, parameters 0 eo, and makes predictions fo, x, without explicit regard for epistemic uncertainty. Bayesian neural networks, BNNs, augment this formulation to consider a distribution over plausible parameters 0 approximately 0. Where O corresponds to the posterior distribution updated by Bayes' rule, the resultant distribution of predictions fo, x, loro represents the posterior predictive distribution for the BNN. The grand challenge of Bayesian deep learning is to develop effective tools for probabilistic inference, and therefore uncertainty estimates, where F is a deep neural network. In this paper, we present a mirrored challenge, to develop neural networks that are effective tools for probabilistic inference. To this end, we define an epistemic neural network, ENN, that takes an input xex, parameters 0e and an epistemic index zez to make prediction fo, x, z. An ENN also specifies reference distribution pz such that the distribution of fo, x, z, z tilde p, represents the predictive distribution of the ENN. Figure 1 provides a graphical illustration of these different network formulations. At a high level, ENNs are designed to take the complex problem of posterior inference in BNNs, which normally occurs outside of the network architecture, and instead allow the network to learn the posterior distribution via the epistemic index input to the network. Probabilistic inference via neural networks. 2.2. Along with the ENN interface, we develop a problem formulation and a clear metric for ENN performance. At a high level, we assess the statistical quality of an ENN through the quality of the posterior approximation it provides in terms of KL divergence from a target posterior, Kolbach and Liebler, 1951. Of course, this quantity can be minimized by the target posterior itself, but we are motivated by large, complex environments where exact Bayesian computation is intractable. Depending on the setting, useful ends should also consider computational constraints in both training and evaluation in order to provide genuine value. This style of evaluation via generative model, rather than challenge datasets, is somewhat unusual among deep learning research, but we provide justification for why this constitutes an essential addition to the community in section 3.1. In this paper, we consider a simple regression problem yt plus 1 equals f asterisk xt plus euro t plus 1 for at tilde euro t plus 1 tilde pay both sampled id. We leave a more general investigation of learning, including classification, to future work. Let p, f asterisk e, denote the prior over the underlying function f asterisk. In this setting, the distribution over f asterisk specifies the epistemic uncertainty, while the addition of et plus 1 adds an element of aleatoric uncertainty to the distribution of yt plus 1. 4. Pxn, 3 any dataset dt equals x plus yt plus 1, for t equals 0, t1, we can write p, f asterisk, x, e dt, x, for the posterior of f asterisk given dt, evaluated at x compared to this idealized target posterior, we consider the performance of an N agent, which maps training data dt, and a random draw to parameters or for an ENNF. We define the average KL divergence where the expectation is taken over the input data x, the training data dt and the random draw in N agent generating it. This metric matches negative log likelihood on a test dataset common to the literature, in the case where predictions are made without aleatoric uncertainty. Section 3.2 provides more details on the choice of prior P, F asterisk E smiley face that we focus on in this paper. Section 3.3 outlines the mathematical and computational tools we develop to estimate DKL effectively. We argue that DKL is also of fundamental interest to sequential decision problems. Imagine a decision maker that selects action XTEX in order to maximize utility YT plus 1 in an uncertain environment. The realized utility can be expressed as a combination of expected value F asterisk, XT, E, YT plus 1, XT, and chance euro T plus 1 equals YT plus 1 F asterisk, XT. An N agent that performs well according to Dahl, on average, produces an ENN predictive distribution that is close to the true posterior distribution evaluated at an input X and so, might usefully drive decision-making in this context. In section 4.3, we present an empirical evaluation that performance in, 1, is strongly correlated with performance in sequential decision problems, equals where might ends add value. 2.3. Figure 1 a direct equivalence between ends and BNNs. Any ENN can be expressed as a BNN, and any BNN can be expressed as an ENN. To see this, note that in any ENN we can relabel the parameters 0 in index z tilde p, as augmented parameters O, equals, 0, z, in a BNN with appropriately matched posterior O. Rewriting any method as an ENN will not change the quality of its posterior approximation. As such, there is a sense that ends are nothing more than a new notation for existing concepts. However, we believe that this simple observation hides a deeper truth, that ENN perspective make particular architectures and losses become more natural than in the BNN framing. Neural networks and stochastic gradient descent have emerged as key tools for statistical learning in complex, high-dimensional problems. These successes have, for the most part, run ahead of the theoretical foundations of deep learning, Zhang et al., 2017. This poses a great challenge to BNNs. Given a neural network procedure that produces effective point estimates, how can we apply approximate posterior inference to obtain a full posterior distribution? Here the unreasonable effectiveness of deep learning provides an impediment to progress. Ends aim to turn the power of neural networks towards posterior inference. Where a BNN's posterior distribution O exists outside the network parameters, in ends, the parameters 0 encode the full knowledge distribution. As such, the ENN perspective suggests novel network architectures designed to perform approximate Bayesian inference, beyond map estimates, Duderdwar et al., 2021. In section 4.2, we show that novel architectures can match existing statistical quality at orders of magnitude less computation. We also believe that the problem formulation, 1, will be valuable for clarity and progress in the field. Where BNNs are assessed purely on challenge problems, there are several distinct questions at play. Whether or not a BNN performs well in a given task is a distinct question from whether the BNN approximates the true Bayesian posterior well, or even if the Bayesian posterior is a suitable model for this problem. Ismailov et al. 2021. As we outline in section 3.1, this type of evaluation is prone to overfitting and makes iterative progress difficult. Since ENN performance is explicitly evaluated in terms of divergence from a target distribution, we can clearly evaluate the settings and metrics in which one technique is preferable to another. Section 4 compares performance of four benchmark approaches and allows a scientific comparison of approaches in a like-for-like manner. A major limitation of this metric, however, is that it requires access to a high-quality approximation of the posterior P, asterisk E, drive. As such, it may be unsuitable at present for use in cutting-edge AI applications such as large language models without further work, Brown et al. 2020. We recognize that this paper only begins to make progress in such research, but we believe that the ENN perspective will help to accelerate progress in this area. 4.3 Gaussian process testbed. This section presents our next major contribution in this paper. A practical testbed for comparing the quality of ENNs according to DKL. We will first make a clear case for why the field needs a generative testbed to supplement the many dataset-based challenges for uncertainty estimation. Next, we will describe the particular choice of generative model that we will focus on in this paper. Finally, we will outline the mathematical methods and contributions that allow us to estimate DKL efficiently in this setting. Why do we need a testbed with synthetic data? 3.1. A key property of the testbed is that it is specified by a probabilistic model, rather than a finite collection of datasets. Benchmarks that rank performance on datasets are vulnerable to overfitting through iterative hill climbing on the data included in the benchmark, Russo and Zhou, 2016, which may not generalize to data outside of the benchmark, Recht et al., 2018. In contrast, access to a generative model means that we can produce an unlimited amount of testing data from our problem of interest. With access to this generative model, we can avoid the dangers of overfitting to any specific choices of benchmark dataset simply by generating more samples. Another benefit of studying ENN quality in problems with synthetic data is that it provides a simple problem which we can fully understand. This sanitized setting allows us the ability for precise scientific experiments and easily varying model conditions, kernel, dataset size T, input dimension die, etc., and to investigate their effects. Real-world problems remain an important benchmark for measuring progress. Synthetic problems can be a valuable complement to understand that progress. In problems where we have access to an underlying generative model, we can use this to provide principled, accurate, and practical methods to compute the quality of an ENN relative to the target posterior. Neural network Gaussian processes. 3.2. Our problem formulation in section 2.2 suggests that it does not make sense to talk about a good ENN unless you can define the generative model you are trying to approximate. In this paper, we focus on a specific generative model for F asterisk described by an NNGP, Lee et al., 2018. We write K7 for the kernel derived from the limit of an infinitely wide neural network with two hidden layers and ReLU activation function. The weights in each layer 1 equals 0, 1, 2 and the biases in layer 1 0 are initialized according to N, 0, 1, Ni, and the biases in layer 1 equals 1, 2 are fixed to 0. Note that no equals dx is the dimension of the input x, and we take the limit ni, n2 plus u for infinite width. To evaluate the quality of the ends across a variety of settings, we generate 10 random seeds for each of input dimensions dx euro, 1, 10, 100, number of training data points t equals dx for data ratio la, 1, 10, 100, and noise standard deviation oe, 0.01, 0.1, 1. We fix pxn, 0, 1. We have chosen to focus our attention on this kernel for a few reasons. Principally, we choose a specific kernel for the sake of clarity in a short paper. Most of the tools and techniques we develop would apply to any valid probabilistic model, but by picking a particular kernel, we make it easier to understand the general approach. Further, we do believe this kernel is fundamentally interesting to deep learning problems for a few reasons. The GP limit of wide neural networks can describe the behavior of finite networks, De G. Matthews et al. 2018. Learning with this kernel can perform well on simple deep learning benchmarks, Lee et al. 2018, and this kernel passes basic sanity checks on its data requirements. Finally, our results in section 4.1 show that ranking on key is highly correlated with ranking on other NNGP kernels, varying depth and activation function, so we know these results are somewhat robust. We provide more details on all of these justifications in Appendix C equals. Evaluating ENN quality. 3.3. We now describe the computational approach to KL estimation. At a high level, we use a finite sample-based approach to approximate the expectations in DKL. Concretely, we first sample T training inputs XO, XT1 and T, cached testing inputs XT, XT plus T, 15i, I, D, from PX equals N, 0, 1. Next, we sample a function F asterisk from a given GP prior N, U, K, e.g. N, 0, K1, restricted to the training inputs and cached testing inputs. We generate the training outputs as YT plus 1 equals F asterisk, XT, plus Euro T plus 1, where Euro T plus 1 is independently sampled from N, 0, 0%. The training dataset is DT equals, it, YT plus 1, for T equals 0, T1. We use DT to train an ENN for, and compute the Gaussian posterior N, U, K, over the cached testing inputs based on Bayes' rule. Then for each N equals 1, N, we sample X, N, uniformly randomly from the cached inputs, and use U, N, and Z, N, to respectively denote the marginal posterior mean and variance at X, N. We sample M epistemic indices Z, N, I, D, from the ENN's reference distribution P2, and use U, N, and A, N, to respectively denote the sample mean and variance of 4, Z, N, Z, for 2, N, Z, M, N, for Z, N, Z, Z. We can then estimate. Finally, we introduce multiple random seeds to average DKL over training data DT and train parameters OAT. We provide a detailed pseudocode for the entire procedure in Appendix B, together with empirical validation that these estimates are within required statistical tolerance for our ranking at the selected values T equals N equals 1000, M equals 100. 4. Results. In this section, we present the main experimental results of this paper. We begin with a large-scale evaluation of several benchmark approaches to uncertainty estimation in neural networks. Our results provide clear evidence that these methods can differ wildly in their statistical quality according to DKL. We provide some insight to the sensitivity of these results across problem settings, and show these findings are extremely robust to changes in NNGP kernel. Next, we illustrate the potential benefits that can arise from effective ENN network design. Presenting a novel distillation approach to learn an uncertainty estimate that reduces computational inference cost by over an order of magnitude. Finally, we present an investigation of the same ENN agents applied to a sequential decision problem. We find that performance on the GP testbed is highly correlated with performance of a sequential decision agent that employs that ENN for approximate posterior inference. Testbed ranking 4.1. We evaluate several benchmark approaches to uncertainty estimation in deep learning. Applied to our testbed from section 3.2.2, we provide full implementations details, including code, in Appendix A. We base all agents around a 50/50 MLP architecture trained by Adam with learning rate 10 to 3 over 1K minibatches of size 100.3 dropout, dropout rate 0.05, weight regularization 10 to 6, Gal and Garamani, 2016. BBB. Bayes by backprop. Prior weight variance O's equals 104, Blundell et al. 2015. Hypermodel. Linear hypermodel with index dimension 20, additive prior function and additive Gaussian noise in learning targets per Dwarachula et al. 2020. Ensemble. With 30 elements, each with additive prior functions and additive Gaussian noise in the learning targets per Osband et al. 2018. Dot. In each case, we attempted to match the canonical implementation outlined in the cited papers and chose underspecified parameters via grid search. Figure 2 shows the overall breakdown in score over the testbed. M. 6. These results present several statistically significant findings. Dropout performs extremely poorly according to our testbed metric, with average scores 10x worse than an uninformed N, 0, 1, prediction in this setting. The best performing agent overall is the ensemble with additive prior functions and additive target noise. Bootstrapping, or data perturbation, is crucial to performance on our testbed, and we provide more details on this observation in Appendix A. 4. Nixon et al. 2020. However, this overall metric is an average over many different problem instances. Figure 3 provides more insight by looking into the average DAL as we vary each of data underscore ratio smiley face, input underscore dim equals DX and noise underscore STD equals O. Examining the effects of data underscore ratio smiley face, we see most agents are relatively stable in their ranking, apart from dropout. We note that, as I increases dropout not only outperforms the uninformed baseline, but also improves on BBB. Examining the effects of input underscore dim equals dx shows that both BBB and hypermodel tend to improve as we increase dimension. We hypothesize this is due to difficulties in optimizing their loss functions in the low dimension, and thus less convex, loss landscape. Finally, looking at noise underscore std equals o, we see that ensembles greatly outperform other approaches in the low noise regime, but that both hypermodel and BBB are competitive in high noise environments. Our testbed results focus on the kernel KT defined in section 3.2 as a two-layer ReLU NNGP. One concern might be that observations for this kernel do not carry over to other posterior inference challenges. Figure 4 shows the relation of our testbed metric to that calculated under alternative NNGPs with layers L1, 2, 3 and both ERF and ReLU activations. In each case, these results are highly correlated, pointing to the robustness of our testbed evaluation. Although we have only presented these results for simple benchmark agents, we believe that these observations may prove valuable to the community and encourage more researchers to compare their approaches. We believe that these results may help to reconcile several outstanding questions in the field. In the next subsection, we take some of the first steps towards novel ENN design and show the potential for orders of magnitude savings in computation. 7Ns can offer orders of magnitude savings in computation. 4.2. Our results in section 4.1 reaffirm the general effectiveness of ensembles, with suitable prior functions and bootstrapping, to generate high-quality posterior samples in neural networks. However, this high statistical quality can come at a significant computational cost. In an ensemble, each element is learned independently and hence, the computational costs grow linearly in the number of elements. Other ENN architectures such as dropout, BBB or hypermodel share parameters across epistemic indices, so that, at least in theory, they might benefit from generalization across ZEZ. However, for many applications, the computational cost at test inference can present a prohibitive cost. In each of the ends of section 4.3, generating a posterior sample costs one full network forward. Generating reasonable uncertainty estimates may require orders of magnitude more computation than a single map estimate, which might not be practical for deployment in a real-world setting. In this section, we present a stylized ENN network architecture that shows it is possible to save orders of magnitude improvements in computational costs at test time. We introduce a novel agent based around ensemble distillation, Hinton et al., 2015. For an ensemble of size k, we train a k plus 1 th particle to output u log o2 of the first k predictions. To do this, we periodically sample a fake batch tilde px and optimize the k plus 1 th particle via kl divergence on a matched Gaussian. Write u equals kx minus $1 in x and o circumflex 2 x equals k1 x plus 1 fx x I 2. Then we define the loss evaluated at x 5 103 2 plus plus 4 equals mea l x. We outline full details of this approach, including code, in Appendix A. Figure 5a shows that a distillation agent can effectively generalize uncertainty estimates of an ensemble. Figure 5b shows that distillation agent can, on average, match performance in DKL of an ensemble k equals 30 with only one network forward. Plus 3.18 relation to sequential decision problems. 4.3. In section 2.2, we suggest that our testbed metric is partially motivated by sequential decision problems. We now provide an empirical evaluation relating ENN performance in these settings. To do this, we introduce a class of GP bandit problems derived from our testbed formulation, JITINS, 1979. We then evaluate the performance of a Thomson sampling, TS, agent, varying only the ENN used for posterior approximation, Thomson, 1933. A TS agent maintains a posterior distribution of beliefs and, at each time step, selects an action randomly according to the posterior probability it is the optimal action, Russo et al., 2018. This simple heuristic can effectively balance the needs of exploration and exploitation, and allows us to evaluate the ability of an approximate ENN posterior to drive decision-making. Our results show that performance on the testbed is highly correlated with performance in the sequential decision problem. To form a GP bandit given prior n, u, k, and input distribution px, we first sample actions a equals a caret I d from px and a function f asterisk tilde n, u, k. At each time step t, an agent selects action at ea and receives reward rt plus 1 equals equals f asterisk at plus 0 plus 1 for n, 0, o2, I d. We assess agent performance through the regret, T equals LT equals E max F asterisk A F asterisk at, which measures the shortfall in expected cumulative rewards relative to an optimal decision maker. At each time step T, our TS agent updates its ENNFO. Based on past observations, it then samples index ZT tilde PZ and selects action at ERG maxalpha for A, ZEAL. We provide full implementation details in code in Appendix A. Figure 6A shows the average regret through time of our testbed agents applied to a bandit problem derived from KL with DX equals 10, A equals 10 DX and O2 equals 0.01. Figure 6B shows the average relationship between performance on the testbed and a matched sweep over bandit problems, DX Euro, 1, 10, 100, 0 euros, 0.01, 0.1, 1, each with 10 seeds, after 100,000 steps. The general pattern is clear, performing better on our testbed leads, on average, to better performance in sequential decision problems. 5. Conclusion. ENNs present an interface for uncertainty modeling that flips some elements of Bayesian deep learning on its head. Rather than research probabilistic inference tools for neural networks, we ask which neural networks are suitable tools for probabilistic inference. We are excited to release mathematical and computational tools that allow researchers to clearly rank performance of ENNs in relation to a target posterior. Our results show that, in our testbed, Dropout performs poorly as an ENN. Suitably bootstrapped ensembles can perform remarkably well, while linear hypermodels and BBB lie somewhere in between. Our work is preliminary, in that we focus on a simple and sanitized problem of NNGP regression. Even so, we show that these metrics are robust to the choice of kernel, and correlated with performance in sequential decision problems. Our distillation ENN also provides a simple proof of concept that innovations in ENN design may offer orders of magnitude improvements in statistical quality and/or computational cost. We hope that this paper will provide a foundation for more exciting work in this direction. At plus 1 tilde, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.